Horizons, everyone. Hope everybody's having a great week thus far. And thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day, afternoon, to listen to my words. I truly greatly appreciate it, like you can never even imagine. So, just say a few things that I want to touch on. First and foremost, I want to give my deepest condolences to the families of the lost ones of the Nashville shooting. This gun violence is getting out of hand, but it's deep-rooted in other aspects because that didn't just happen because somebody felt like going inside and unaliving some people. It happened because of deep-rooted issues that individual had, and that's cultivated and marinated into what happened a few days ago, which is truly, truly tragic. And it shouldn't happen in the first place. But when you have a country where the lobbyists mean more than the people, and that shows you, we vote these people in office, right? Because they promise this, they promise that. But 9 times out of 10, as soon as they get into office, they flip a switch and no longer care about the normal people. They care about people that can line their pockets up. That's why government is always going to be corrupt no matter what side of the aisle you're on. You know what I mean? Because they don't work for us at all. They don't care about us. They can care less. Unless we are millionaires, billionaires, or we're people that could do something to give them a head up or a leg up, they could care less about the average normal individual, which is sad and truly pathetic. And that's why you have people frustrated, people going doing things that they're not supposed to do, people unaliving other people, because it goes into a deeper realm that we can even fathom. You know what I mean? So, although I feel tremendously bad, because I can't imagine, I have a child, she's gonna be 26, but I couldn't imagine her growing up and me always worrying about her being alive in school. I can't imagine what these parents go through today on a regular basis, because it seems like every other week something's like this is going on, and it still hasn't stopped. It could be 10, it could be 3, it could be 1. One is too many. One child is way too many. Something has to be done. But yet still, it keeps happening over and over and over, time and time again. And nothing is accomplished. Nothing is talked about. Nothing at all. So again, unless you have deep pockets, then you're not going to get anywhere with this government at all whatsoever. And it's been going like this for the last, I don't know, 40, 50 years. It's been going towards this side, you know what I mean, where the people never matter really, but everybody else does that has money. When you take it to this, when this government talks about taking away Medicare or Social Security, raising the age limit to work to get on Social Security, to 70. When you pay, literally, you pay your money. When you work, you pay money into those programs. That money belongs to you. So, what in God's green earth, right, do these individuals, right, that go home to a mansion, to a table full of food, refrigerator full of food, have no worries in the world because the government pays them a check, right? So who gives them the right to tell them that, to tell us that they're gonna take out those rights, those programs away? I'm trying to understand, you know what I mean? Instead of worrying about instead of worrying about building a greater arm, how much money do you need, really, to build up the most powerful army in the world? How much money do you need to worry about outer space? How much money do you need to worry about other things like TikTok? Like, how much money do you, I mean, just being realistic and trying to think in my head, like, there's so many other things going on here, okay? There's people starving in the street. You could go into a New York train station, right? Literally go to a New York train station, and when you're walking down there, you can see people sleeping there, that's sleeping in their own urine, their own feces. People walking over them like they're not even human beings. You could go into any state and see the same thing. There shouldn't be nobody out in the street hungry. There shouldn't be nobody out in the street homeless. The veterans should be treated much better. You could spend billions of dollars on the military, but when people retire from the military, they'd be treated like trash, like second-rate citizens. But they serve the country for you. There's so many issues that you could be working on to try to fix. But you're worrying about the most stupidest, incoherent things that really don't matter, that the people could care less about. I'm sorry, forgive my aggravation, but it's the God's honest truth. You want to put a ban on TikTok, meanwhile, there's people out in the street starving. Who cares about TikTok? You guys do. And there was one senator that made it even worse. For the first time, he says, you have both Republicans and Democrats coming together to agree on something together. You can agree to ban TikTok, but you can't come together to put a ban on assault rifles. You can't come together to make a bill to help the starving and the homeless. You can't put a bill out to help the ex-military. But you worried about TikTok. You cannot put a bill out about giving women the rights to their own body. You cannot put a bill out to let the LGBT community alone. But you could worry about TikTok. You see where I'm going with this? You see how frustrating this is? This country, okay, the history of this country alone, none of us should even be here. This land was stolen from the natives that were already here. We are all immigrants. And if you want to say it, which I don't like using the word illegals, all of us, doesn't matter, because we are products of our ancestors. This country was stolen. So, that being said, you steal a land, you take over, you colonize it, right? Bring slaves in, create this huge, huge barrier between indigenous blacks, Latinos, whatever you want to call it, right? And there's only one demographic that has caused all this, which is the Europeans. The Europeans, when it's never slept their foot into this land, can you even begin to imagine what this country would be or look like at this point if they would have just left this country alone? But no, take over a country, then you make the country not better, make it worse. Right, by conquering and taking over lands that doesn't even belong to you, you still over the repetitive cycle of violence, right? The repetitive of unaliving, massacres, genocide is still going on to this day. Nobody cares about anyone else anymore. Government doesn't work for us. Government works for themselves. In their pockets, they could care less about us. So, in order for us to overcome all these things that are going on, either we're gonna have to ignore the government, band together, right, and just do what we need to do as individuals, take care of our own, help those that need to be helped, you know what I mean, make sure that people don't go without, and not vote these people that could care less about us into office. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, I could care less. Because they do nothing for us whatsoever. But cause more chaos, right? And more division. That's all they do. And the more you think about it, the more division and the more chaos, we can't focus on what we need to do as people to come together to make this country better. Because the division, constant division, right, and the chaos, throwing things out that need, that doesn't need to be out there, but keep us on my, are some people, their minds on things that don't need their minds to be on, makes absolutely no sense. It's common when I say it all the time, me and my boy Dominic, we have conversations all the time. It's like the lack of common sense in people is mind-blowing. Because if you think about it, if you sit back and think about it for a second, it's common sense. But people lack that common sense. You have people, you have the government having blacks going against our own. You have them going against, right, Latinos going against Latinos. You have, it keeps going on and on and on. Right now you got where you're mixed. And mixed individuals can identify because they don't know if they want to call themselves white or black or Hispanic. Does it blows my mind to the point where how can I be the only one? I know there's many others, but how can it can't be resonated throughout the whole group or entities of this country? I don't understand it. Is killing me inside because I'm only one person. I wish I could do so much more, but I'm only one person. But again, if we all banded together and do what we need to do as a collective to make this country better, we won't need the government. We really truly won't, because without our vote, without anything else, they can't control anything in office. The Senate is crap. The Congress is crap. You know what I mean? They have. Don't get me wrong. There are some congressional leaders. There's some Senate that are good people, but majority of them are corrupt. They don't care about nobody else. I could. Kevin McCarthy, is the weakest individual ever. Lauren Boebert should not be. Lauren Bobblehead, she shouldn't be in office. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a joke. Jim Jordan shouldn't be on anything. Matt Gaetz, if anybody else was supposedly investigated for sex trafficking, child trafficking, whatever it is, we will all be in the bottom of the prison. But since he's in government, he's allowed to still function and be out and live his regular life. So paying a 17-year-old for grown-up issues, right? And paying him through Venmo, which is the most dumbest, like it's not a paper trail, and you can still sit on in government and talk trash, blows my mind. I just don't understand why this country is the way it is. It used to be to the point where even when I was growing up, it was totally different. You know what I mean? Even though they bag on Reagan or whatever, but I don't ever remember it being this bad when I was younger than it is now as I'm older. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I never liked Reagan anyway. But I'm just saying the times... is not the same. It's gotten a lot worse. Instead of getting better, it's gotten a lot worse. You know what I mean? Like, you got government bringing Jim Crow laws back. You got Florida banning, right, the right to say gay, or taking books explaining about Black history. Like, you see where this is going. They pushing people to think in a certain way where it just won't end well at all. It's easier to come together, right, as brothers and sisters, because this is look, I don't believe in a book that God and Jesus Christ never wrote, okay? But one thing I do believe is that love conquers all. And you may not have to love your neighbor, but respect them. Whatever they do in their life is their business. It's none of yours. Unless whatever they're doing is affecting your pockets, right? Or the food on your table, or the clothes on your back, mind your business. I don't care if somebody wants to live their life as a hermit or dig a hole in the ground and live that way. That's their business. Has nothing to do with me. Nothing at all. Mind your business. If the government would just mind their business, do what they're supposed to do, right? Worried about taking care of these issues that's going on in the United States. Stop worrying about people's sexuality, religion, right? Right to study whatever they want to study. This world will be better. But no, they're the entities that are causing this rift and divisions in our country. So how do we fix that? Learn about these people that you're voting for, and just know there's an ulterior motive once they get inside of office. Happens all the time. Not just Democrats, Republicans, it's all of them. Doesn't matter who or whose side you're on. If you're so blinded that you just want to be like, oh, Republicans are this or Democrats, something is really, really, truly wrong with you, because you're caring for the wrong things. You should be caring about your fellow man, fellow woman. Care about the children. Care about ex-military. That's simple. To help them become who they need to be, to achieve what they need to be, and to better themselves, so that we won't have people in the streets laying in their own urine and feces, starving, not knowing or eating out of garbage cans. I remember when I was 11, I ate out of garbage cans because I was homeless. Because I had no one. I know exactly what that feels like. And to see it breaks my heart. I was walking to go on set, right? I don't remember this little kid. He had to be like 11 or 12 years old. And he looked so dirt, like worn. You could tell his clothes were, you know what I mean, not clean. And I walked backwards to go find him. And I asked him, did he eat? I looked at, I don't never care. For some reason, I had cash on me that day. Because I never carry cash. I had cash in my pocket. I made sure, I said, are you good? Have you eaten today? You hasn't eaten? He told me he hadn't eaten in 3 days. I took the money that I had. I think it was like, I don't remember. It was like 80 or 90. Somewhere, it was a high dollar amount. I took that money, and it wasn't even a thought process, and gave it right to that boy so he could get him something to eat, because I know what he was going to do with it. He was going to get himself something to eat, and people that he knew, he was going to get them something to eat too. So, you know, I was in that position that he was in, and it broke my heart. That shouldn't, nobody should ever be able to see that. Period. We have to do something, and we have to do better. Before I go leave, before God calls me to a different, you know, different realm, I want to see none of this exist anymore. I hope I'm alive to see it, because that'll be one of the greatest days besides having my daughter ever in my life. I'm sorry, I was very passionate about this stuff, so I just had to, you know, vent and give my opinion to all this chaos and misery that's going on in the United States. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? We are literally born to die. And what we do in between leaves a lasting legacy on ourselves for eternity. and wouldn't you want to be on the side of history that changed and made a country better that we don't even belong in? I know I want to be on that side, and I will hope that you would too. Thank you for listening. I truly, greatly appreciate it. Again, love conquers everything, and I feel as though if we all could love one another, this world would be so much more better. And if you can't love the other person, just at least show respect. I think that's the most thing. That's one of the things that lacks, the sheer respect for other people. But again, I'm just one person. But I want to thank you guys for listening, and I know it's a little bit too long, longer than usual, but once you get serious about a subject or a topic, it just keeps going. But thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time out. I truly, greatly appreciate it. I love every single last one of you guys for supporting me, listening. It means the absolute world to me. And remember, some times never last, but some people do. Peace and one love always. Stay blessed.